I was very much captured by the images in this adaptation of the beautiful Tess by Thomas Hardy.
Yes, I can't read Thomas Hardy. I don't know that I should be confessing that on Vatican Radio, but I've tried to read Jude the Obscure and Far from the Madding Crowd, and I didn't get very far, and I gave them up. But I have enjoyed the film versions of many of his novels, and I do remember the Polanski version of Tess.
Oh, absolutely, with the beautiful Natasha Kinski.
Yes. So I had, you know, basically the background of the plot, and especially memories of the ending. So it was interesting to see how Michael Winterbottom would adapt Tess of the D'Urbervilles to India in the 21st century.
Do you work here full time?
Only on special occasions.
And you don't go to university?
No, sir. Very expensive for my family.
It's not that he hasn't worked with Hardy before, because I don't know whether you remember, in the 1990s, he made an interesting version of Jude the Obscure. It was just called Jude, with Christopher Eccleston and Kate Winslet, and very much a period film. And then later he took The Mayor of Casterbridge, but he transferred it to the mining communities of North America. It was called The Claim with Peter Mullen. So Michael Winterbottom, who seems to me to be making a film a year, certainly a very busy man, and a variety of films, usually very interesting, does love classics. He also did a version of Tristram Shandy a couple of years ago called A Cock and Bull Story.
Seems to me that he also has a particular sensitivity towards social problems.
He has, yes. He made a film about the journalist who was murdered in Pakistan, A Mighty Heart, with Angelina Jolie. So, yes, quite a range of interests. And I noticed he won some prizes, even from Cygnus, for a film about Afghan refugees making their way to England called In This World, and a documentary called Road to Guantanamo. So actually, one of the stars of Road to Guantanamo, Riz Ahmed, plays the central male character in Trishna.
Can you get Trishna to serve me lunch in my room from now on?
Reading your review, I do get the feeling that you enjoyed the film.
I did, except, in a way, it's very slow-moving and it's fairly low-key. That Trishna, the Indian version of Tess, seems often a very passive personality. Perhaps she is in the book, I don't know, but I was just struck by how passive she is.
The Kama Sutra says there are three different kinds of heroines you're allowed to make love to. The maid, the single lady, and the courtesan. So which one are you?
I don't know.
I think you're all three.
She's played by Frida Pinto, who was significant in Slumdog Millionaire. And I felt that Riz Ahmed as Jay is almost too nice for the character that he is meant to portray. So that was a bit of a difficulty in the drama.
No, he's got a rich father.
Thanks. Is that my only qualification, rich father?
But to look at, I think I suggested at the end of the review that the bigger love affair from the film is Michael Winterbottom's love for India.
Yes, you did.
It's just visually arresting most of the time. The scenes in Rajasthan, where Trishna comes from, the desert, the poor village, but also those magnificent palaces from the past, and then the transferring, they go to live in Mumbai.
Will you come to Bombay with me? Nobody cares if we're together over there.
Okay.
And the modern developing India, the change of commerce and industrialization, education.
Is this like how you thought it would be?
I think it's better.
And for good purpose, they actually have the filming of a Bollywood song and dance. So you've got the Bollywood popularity as well, all in the film. But I think there'll be mixed reactions to it, I think. The purists mightn't be very happy. And some people might say, well, it might have had more dramatic or melodramatic oomph.
It is an exploration of dependence, both on an emotional level and on a financial level, though.
It is, and somebody said you couldn't make the film in the West because it's very much a film of class distinctions, of snobbery, also then of a morality and behaviour that has to be covered, an illicit relationship, so to speak, but that makes sense in the traditions of India. And I presume that's one of the reasons why Winterbottom set the film there. It's actually what you said about the dependence is important. There's a moment in the film where you realise very dramatically, although it's very softly spoken, that the whole dynamic between the two changes. It's they're together and she tells him about going for an abortion, and then his reaction is not what you'd expect, and you can sense a coldness, almost a hostility, and the relationship is never the same again. So I found that a powerful moment and helped me then move towards the latter part of the film and the strained relationship between the two, his becoming obsessive, sexually possessive.
I don't want you to be a dancer.
You don't like Krishna dancing?
You can dance for me.
And then the climax, which our listeners may or may not know.
What's wrong? You don't trust me?
It's a tragic climax, yes. I'm a fan of Thomas Hardy and I loved Tess. And I'm interested in this film, having seen some of the images that do appeal to me, so I'll definitely be going.
And I think, you know, you'll probably enjoy it very much, but even if it didn't have the plot, just the visit to India is outstanding. Looks marvellous.